This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. I am back from my vacation, alhamdulillah. We're going to carry on these lives on a daily basis, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives me the tawfiq and the steadfastness to carry these lives. We started off with something like 8 at 8. And a lot of people started asking questions, okay, like, what is your specialty? Like, what do you want to do in this particular YouTube channel? And I said, it would be really interesting for me to actually specify and be very clear as to what exactly I want to do. And what is it that, alhamdulillah, I have prepared myself to be able to convey to the community? And that is two subjects. One is seerah and one is tafsir. So this particular sessions and series that we're going to have, they are primarily going to be sessions and series that we're going to have that are going to focus on seerah. We're going to carry on our discussions from our last video. If you go and see that, I'm going to create a new playlist called The Prophetic Day. That would be the list that you would have to actually go if you want to listen to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. Some of the previous episodes were very interesting when we talked about what is the study of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, and it's in five categories. And today we're talking about the category of Shama'il of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being able to know his days, being able to know morning and evenings and what happened, how did he live his life, what did he eat, what did he drink, what time did he go to sleep. And today our topic is about flicker of Fajr. So this is primarily where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's day would begin. And we will go from here all the way back to when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes back to sleep. So you could imagine it's complete darkness, everything is dark. And in the midst of this darkness of the night, the adhan of Bilal radiallahu anhu, when he makes this adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When he makes the adhan, that adhan, it dispels the darkness, and the nur of the adhan of Bilal radiallahu anhu, it emanates and permeates the houses of every single person living in Medina, including the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was attached to the Masjid al-Nabawi, subhanallah. And the adhan of Bilal wakes Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up. And when he hears, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When he hears the first adhan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responds back and he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then the muadhin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds back, Wa ana, I too attestify that there is no ilah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the muadhin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then the muadhin says, I bear witness that there is no Nabi other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds to that and he says, wa ana, wa alaykum as-salam, hala, how are you doing? As for the video for adhan, inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we will definitely do that. So the response for you and I when Prophet sallallahu alayhi, when the muadhin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the response for us is, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. As for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was not the case. As for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the case was that he would say, wa ana. And we talked about it recently in our Instagram live that we did, that one of the most important things was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a whole chapter of khasa'is, things that are exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from those exclusivities is the fact that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not allowed to give adhan. He was not allowed to give adhan. It is from the khasa'is that the adhan was prohibited for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, for people, this might be something new. Like, there is no narration of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever giving adhan. In specific, the reason was that he came to tell us that there is no Allah other than, there's no ilah other than Allah, and I am the messenger. Then how can he be calling to his own prophethood in that adhan? Rather, he would command other people to give adhan. Next part. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the muezzin would reach at the point of hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respond to that by saying, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no might other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might. And then when the muezzin would end, la ilaha illallah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would end with la ilaha illallah. Then right after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say his famous dua, which is alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. If anybody wants to put that dua in the comments, I would really appreciate that. Right, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. This was the famous dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would wake up and he would make his dua. Then right after that, an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would get up from his bed. If he needed to take ghusl, if he needed to ghusl, then he would do the ghusl. If not, then he would just make wudus. Sometimes he would start praying without even making wudu. Right? Sometimes he would just get up and start praying without making wudu. So people would be really, they would question, ya Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kunt na'iman, you were sleeping. And to that, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would respond, you know, sometimes he would wake up without making wudu and go for salah. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, tanamu aynai wa la yanamu qalbi. That my... Jazakallah khair hala for that. So the dua is over here. It's in the comments. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. This is a dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say when he would wake up. Then when people would question him, back to our point, when they would question him, oh, why did you not make wudu, ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah would respond and he would say, tanamu aynai, my eyes go to sleep, wa la yanamu qalbi, my heart does not go to sleep. Then he would get up and he would pray two rak'ahs of fajr. He would pray the two rak'ahs of fajr. Fayusalli salatan khafifa, he would pray salah that was very khafif, very light. Hatta yaqul al-qa'il, the person might say, hal qara'a fiha bi umm al-kitab, did he even read Surah Al-Fatiha in it? Like, imagine, he would read that like his salah would be so fast that you would question where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did he even pray like Surah Al-Fatiha? That was way too fast. Okay, so that tells you the khiffa and the lightness of, you know, the morning prayer that he would have. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would get up. Usually in the morning, he would read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Those would be the two ones that he would recite in the morning for the sunnah of Fajr. Now, who knows the reward of sunnah of Fajr? The reward of the sunnah of the fajr is whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that these the sunnah of fajr, they are like ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The equal of the sunnah of the fajr is like whatever exists in this world, everything that you can imagine. Think of everything that this world has. The two sunnahs of the fajr are more powerful and in terms of its rewards than whatever this world exists. Ad-dunya wa ma fiha, that they are better than this world and whatever's in this world. So I want you to think for a moment with me for a point, which, you know, one of my sheikhs, he mentions. He says, إِذَا كَانْ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ بِسُنَنِ الْفَجْرِ, if the matter is such that the sunnahs of fajr are so powerful, فَكَيْفَ بِالْفَرَائِدِ, then imagine the reward of the fajr fard. Like, this is the reward of something that is not obligated on you, and it is better than whatever exists. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, that's the other dua that he would make, definitely hala. He would also make this dua, alhamdulillahi alladhi afani fi jasadi wa radda alayha ruhi wa adhina li bidhikri. So bidhikrihi. So that's the second dua that he would also read. Now, think about it for a second. Subhanallah, that the ajr of sunan of fajr is so much that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is better than whatever this world and whatever's in it exists in company. Imagine all the Ferraris and all the Lamborghinis and all the mansions and every single thing that exists. This, the sunnahs are better. Then how about the sunnah? How about the fard of Fajr? Imagine the reward for that. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would get up, he would then sit down with his wife, lie down. If his wife was praying, then, you know, they would sit and they would have affectionate talk. So this would be the moment that he would bond with his wives in the morning. This would be the time if the wife happened to be awake, then obviously they would have a chat. If she happened to be during her menstrual cycles where she's not praying, then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lie down next to her and, you know, just caress her and comfort her and be with her at the moment in the early morning, trying to wake her up for the salah. And if she's not praying, then at least trying to wake her up. And at this point, this is something important for us to realize that, you know, many times, especially this is a message for men, that, you know, and it took a while and it still hasn't sunk in me, but you know, our wives, they require a special attention. And specifically, if they get that attention from you as a man in the early hours of the day, then the rest of their day becomes really, really comforting and really, really, you know, they feel it. They need those touches. They need that comfort that, you know, there is somebody there to take care of them in the morning. And that is something universal. Like, I don't care what type of a country or society you live in, that's a human need that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And it's also a sunnah, that an established sunnah from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would be standing there, and Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would notice that the masjid is getting full, and then he would call upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would go and tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you know, as-salah, 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 Ya Rasulullah, as-salah, as-salah. At that point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would come out of the masjid, he would realize that the masjid is getting full, and then, you know, the dua that he would read when exiting the house. What is the dua that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read when he is exiting the house? Who knows the dua? What's the dua? Bismillah starts with Bismillah and starts with Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Starts with Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adil an adilla aw udalla aw azilla aw uzalla aw adlima aw udlama aw ajhala aw yujhala alayya. The Prophet ﷺ, he would say, in the name of Allah, I place my trust in Allah. There is no might other than Allah subhanahu. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Right? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's another dua that he would do. Most of these duas, you can find them in Husn al-Muslim. Or you can find them in an app called Iyyaka Nasta'een. These are du'as that are predominantly for different moments in our lives, but it is important for us to go through this together, inshallah. So we understand when those du'as took place. So this is when Rasulullah is leaving the house, he would start that. Then he would also make the other du'a, which I just read, an adilla. Oh Allah, I take refuge with you, lest that I should astray or be led astray or slip or be tripped or oppressed or be oppressed or behave foolishly or be treated foolishly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he protects us all from such events. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would enter the masjid. Here's a very unique point that a lot of people do not know. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, since his house was attached to the masjid, he would leave his house. And you know, what foot should we be leaving the house from? We should be leaving the house from our left foot or right foot? From our right, left foot. But for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is leaving the house, what is he leaving his house and what is he going into? He is going into his house, from his house into the masjid. Into the masjid. So Rasulullah would use his right foot while entering the masjid. Now on the way in exiting the masjid and entering his house, he would enter the house with his right foot. So in both the scenarios, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving the house, entering the masjid was right. And when leaving the masjid, entering in his house, it would be right foot. For us, we don't have our houses attached to the masjid. So that's a little bit of a different scenario in general. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he would be leaving the house and entering the masjid, that is the place where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make his dua. Bismillah. There was another dua that he would do. لما دخل المسجد, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he would say بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله اللهم اغفر لي ذنوبي وافتح لي أبواب رحمتك أعوذ بالله العظيم بوجهك الكريم وبسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. This is the dua that he would say, and you can find this dua in Musnaf Abdul Razzaq and Musnaf Abi Shayba, Jami' Tirmidhi, Sunan Ibn Majah, and some of these narrations. This is a dua that a lot of people do not know. It's a longer one, which is Bismillahi, in the name of Allah, Wassalam ala Rasulillah, and salutations on and salam on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ighfir li dhunubi, O Allah, forgive my sins. Waftah li abwaaba rahmatik, O Allah, open the doors of rahmah for me. Wa a'udhu billahi al-azim, and I ask and I seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the great. Bi wajhihi al-karim, from his honorable face. Wa bi sultanihi al-qadim, and his dominion that is old and pre-eternal. من الشيطان الرجيم, from the shaitan الرجيم. You can find this hadith in Hisn al-Muslim. This hadith is there. I can mention it over here in the comments. One second, let me just do this, add a banner. Here we go. Oh, okay. One second. Let me fix this. Here we go. Add banner. All right. This is the dua that I just mentioned. This is the English translation of the dua that I mentioned that you can find in Hisn al-Muslim. So most of these duas you would be able to, inshallah, find in Hisn al-Muslim. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. All right. We're hitting in 15-minute mark. Today we're going to end at this point number 1.9. We will end at this, entering into the right foot. Now we will definitely start tomorrow and finish off the flicker of Fajr, and then, you know, every day take some sections together. Jazakumullahu khair for everybody that joined. Barakallahu fikum for all of you. Inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow carrying on the flicker of Fajr and hopefully ending that section and going into what happens after Fajr salah ends, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.